أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله، ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. As explained briefly, the details are much more, that how terrible interest is, how it destroys the nation, how it destroys the economy of a country, how it destroys people. And on the other hand, sadaqah, giving in the path of Allah, starting from the farz of zakat, and then all types of lillah, etc., how it grows the economy, and it how it helps the poor people, and makes a person who was liable for zakat, puts him in a position that he starts giving zakat. So this beautiful system is there. So accordingly, Allah Ta'ala's beautiful teachings are, أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ. Allah has made business permissible, halal, وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. And this terrible curse and bane of interest, Allah has made it haram. So Islam is a natural way of life, a natural religion which is according to the demands and what is required. Islam is that type of a religion. So after all this explanation, Allah says, فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِذَةُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. پھر جس کو پہنچی نصیحت اپنے رب کی طرف سے. Then that person who is, this news has reached him, this advice, this maw'idha, that stay away completely from interest, give in the path of Allah, do halal and correct business. To that a person who this news has come to him, and then he gives up interest. He's all whatever he was involved in, he gives it up, and also he gives up saying that that interest is just like business. That he says that Allah Ta'ala that أَحَلَّ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. Allah has made business halal and interest haram. And he gives up saying that interest is also that interest is just like business. He gives that also up, and he gives up all the interest. That is at the time when this command of Allah Ta'ala came, and he stays away now from it. فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفْ. To uske waaste hi jo pehle ho chuka. Then for that person, whatever interest he took before the command came that it is haram now, and Allah announced it that it is haram, what he took before, that may stay by him. He doesn't have to give that back, and that will be his property, and it will be allowed for him. And he won't be taken to task by Allah Ta'ala also for that. Allah has permitted that. That when the command of interest came, up to that time, whoever had taken interest and it was in his possession, Allah said they can keep that. And they won't be taken to task for that. وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Or مُعَامْلَ أُسْكَى Allah ke حَوَالِ hai. And his matter is with Allah, that he has given up interest sincerely for Allah's pleasure. That Allah has made it haram, now he has given it up. Is it for the pleasure of Allah? And this is also the beginning of Islam. Not today when Islam interest has been made haram. A person was involved in it. He gets hidayat and he says, now no more I'll take interest. Doesn't mean that the past interest is halal for him. It's not for him. It was at the beginning when the command of Allah did not yet still come. And then Allah's command came, for them it was halal. So Allah Ta'ala said his matter, and he did it sincerely for Allah's pleasure, Allah Ta'ala knows. Or he did it for some worldly objective, to show the people, etc., that I'm giving up interest, etc. Allah knows the intention of the heart. Woman aada, or jo koi phir sood lewe. And whoever now against takes interest, after that Allah has made it haram, he takes interest also, and he says that innamal bay'u mithlu riba. that business is just like interest, no different. He says those haram words also, or he takes interest also. For ulaika ashabun nar, to wahi log hai dozakh wale. These are those people then who are the people of Jahannam. And Mufassireen have written here that those who say that innama al-bay'u mithlu riba, that business is just like interest, and they make interest halal in whichever form today also, those are included in this, that they are the people of Jahannam who advocate that interest is halal. Whether it is just changing the names today, all the conventional banking names with Islamic names, but still it is interest. Through and through it is interest. Mufti Saeed Pananpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, was the Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Uloom, Deoband. Whenever anyone asked him about any of Islamic banking and the Islamic system of all this business which is done, he says, don't ask me that question also. Because all banking, even Islamic banking, is based on interest. They just call it different names, and then again, these banks, they bank with the conventional banks. And all conventional banks bank with the four major banks of the world. The whole monetary system is governed by them, and all that is based on interest. So it is interest which is just covered up, and it is covered with other names. So whoever will advocate this type of interest, make bayan on it, give fatwas of it, and advocate it, all those people are included in that, ulaika ashabun nar. Because they have made a haram halal. And that is a major sin which takes a person out of iman. When a person makes a halal haram or a haram halal, he changes the laws of Allah. And not only any Muslim knows that interest is haram, non-Muslims also know that interest is haram. And it is for this purpose, these bankers, whether it was on an international level or here locally, the bankers, the non-Muslims of the conventional banks, they also know it that interest is haram. And they say clearly, very clearly, openly, that we'll only change the names for the Muslims. And we will give it Islamic names, Ijara, Mudaraba, all these Islamic financial names. And then we will make the Muslims accept it by getting one mufti to sign the fatwa. And we'll pay him a big fat amount of money. And if one does not agree, we'll get another one. And if he does not agree, we will get one of them to sign that fatwa for us. And that is exactly what is happening. So Allah says, these people are the people of Jahannam, and not only that, hum fiha khalidun, wo usme hamesha rahenge. They will stay in there, in the fire of Jahannam, forever and ever. So we are not allowed to make any halal haram, any haram halal. We cannot change the laws of Allah. Change of name doesn't make any difference. If we call Pretoria, Pretoria, or we call it Swani, it is still the same place. The jacarandas are still going to grow there and bloom there. Whether we call it Pretoria or we call it Swani, the same thing is happening there. So the same thing, by changing names, nothing changes. The reality is still there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and practice on our deen as it is. If a person is involved in interest, he must accept it as a guna. Make tawbah istighfar, not make it halal. If, as long as he accepts, even if he doesn't make tawbah and istighfar, and he says, I know it's haram, it's wrong, I'm involved in it, that is not as dangerous as changing it and saying it is halal. Accept it is haram. Better make tawbah istighfar. Allah will definitely open a way for that person who makes continuously tawbah istighfar, and he'll come out of that interest. And Allah will show him ways of more money without interest and without interest. And if a person keeps on making tawbah istighfar, there is very great hope that Allah will forgive him also in the year after. And if not, and he has to go to Jahannam to pay for that guna, but he will come out and go to Jannah finally. But if a person makes the halal, the haram halal, then there is no chance for that person. He won't get tawfiq of tawbah also in this world. There won't be question of forgiveness for him. And for him are these dangerous, the dangerous ayat, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Allah save us from all changing the deen of Allah. Give us tawfiq to live perfectly according to the command and the deen of Allah. Subhanallah.